Hello, and welcome to Healing School 24. You're with Vanessa Williams, Shady Grove Church. Last time, we're going to finish up today on Brother Charles Capps' Confessions of Faith. It's called God's Medicine. This book, I have been studying this book for 20 years, probably longer than that, because since my children were young, I told y'all the last time I bought them all a leather-bound one. And even my daughter's husband, before they got married, I gave him one for his birthday 1 year. So I wanted to make sure these kids had the Word at their fingertips. You know, the Word of God is the Bible, of course, and everyone needs to read the Word. But this is a group of scriptures that this brother put together to assist the body in knowing what their rights are and their benefits. I think it's Psalms 103, it says, forget not your benefits. You know, it's just like if you're on a job and you've got benefits coming to you, if nobody's ever told you about those benefits, you don't know what you have. Or you might not know what your insurance covers at your job. And until you read the manual, you won't know what to do to you. So we're going to continue today in Brother Charles Capps. Now, his book, it says, every organ and tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Father, your word has become a part of me. It is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring and transforming my body. Your word has become flesh, for you sent your word and healed me. Now, it says that the word was in the beginning, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh in the form of Jesus, God and man. He dwelt among us, and he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, the enemy would try to make you think all that passed away. But God's word never passes away. He's an eternal God, and his words are eternal. And whatever he ever spoke is still in existence today. And Jesus died on the cross for you. He bought us back. He built the bridge to buy us back. When Adam sinned and bowed his knee to Satan, and Satan became the God of this world, then he thought he had us. He thought that God would never get his creation back. But God loved us so much. It says that God loved the cosmos. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, you are going to live eternally. It just depends on you where you're going to live eternally at. I, for one, would rather live in eternity with Jesus in heaven. It says, your word is manifest in my body, causing growth to disappear. Arthritis is a thing of the past. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as I give voice to your word, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death. And your life is energizing every cell of my body. Arthritis, you must go. Speak to it. Everything has a name, has to bow to the name of Jesus. And you think that things can't hear you? You can speak to your car, and your car will obey you. You can call it junk. You can kick it. You can spit on it. You cannot take care of it, and it will perform exactly as you say it will. Or you can call it like my, I had a Honda. It was a 2001 CRV. It had 500,000 miles on it. And a man putting a new timing belt on it tore it up. If it hadn't have been for that, I would still be driving it today, because I called it my Holy Ghost car. Because I went down the road praying in the Spirit in it. Now let me tell you something. Let me just sidetrack here just for a minute. My husband needed a new car, and so I've been believing God for him to have a new vehicle. And if you've priced any cars lately, cars are very expensive. And but you know, God don't worry; he don't look at price tags. You know, he just provides. And so we were coming home the other day, And two streets down from where we live, there was a car sitting out in these people's yard, and it had a for sale sign on it. And it's a pretty car. It's a goldish tan looking car. I don't know really what you would call it. It's kind of a tan, it's kind of gold, but it's light. It's a light color. And we passed by it, and I said, "Fred, we need to look at that car." He said, "Turn around and go back." So I turned around and I went back, and the man and the woman was out in their yard, and they were showing us the car, and I opened the door and I stuck my head in the car. Now, y'all would have to know me. I'm real funny about cars. I like them not to smell bad. I just, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you can get something, you can get food and haul food in the car, and you know what your car smells like after that. I stuck my head in that car, and y'all, it had a new car smell. And it was spotless. The seats were spotless. The mats were spotless. It smelled brand new. And this was a 2013. And so Fred said, "Well, let us go and talk about it, and we'll let you know something this afternoon." And so the next day we had some things come up, and we weren't able to get back with them yet. So it was 2 days later. And Fred went there, and he drove it. And he told me, he called me, and he said, "This car feels like it's just molded for me." He said the seats were perfect. It felt great on his back. He said it was just molded for him. And so he gave the man some money to hold the car. And so the Lord had already told me what was going to happen. But, you know, a lot of times God, because when the Lord's speaking to you, a lot of times you think, "Was that me? Was that God?" And so when we went back to pay the people for the rest of the car, they dropped it $500. They said, "We're tithers, and we feel like the Lord told us to give you back $500 of this price." And we, I cried, Fred cried, we all praised God. And all at once, the lady that was selling the car, she looked at Fred and she said, "Fred, can I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." And I always say, when someone asks me, can they pray? I always say, as long as you pray the word. But for some reason, I didn't say it this time. I guess the Lord knew I didn't need to. And her husband pulls out this anointing oil out of his pocket. And it's in a plastic baggie. And I looked at it, and it looked so familiar. And it was a clear bottle with a little black lid. And I said, "Hey," I said, "I've got some anointing oil just like that." I said, "I got it from, it was the oil flowing out of the Bible." She said, "That's where this came from." And so she anointed Fred and prayed over his body for healing. And he told her, and me and her husband standing there, he said, "It feels like hot water running down the back of my legs." That was the anointing of God flowing through him. And so I started telling them about Brother Shambach and about the baby that was healed of the 26 major diseases. Now, this is documented in Birmingham News Archives. You can look it up. This woman drove from Tennessee with her baby because the child was 4 years old. He never spoke. He never walked. His tongue hung out of his mouth, touched down at the bottom of his chin. He had no eyes. There was no eyeballs in his sockets. Anyway, I think it was it Jack Cole? Was it Jack Cole that was, I'm not sure which evangelist it was, but it was one of the great evangelists that's gone home to be with the Lord. But I do know that Brother Shambach was there and John Willett was there. Mm-hmm. Now, John Willett was a prophet that we knew personally. He was 95 years old when he had his home going. And he could quote the Bible without it even being in front of him. He could quote it, I mean, word for word, and he wouldn't miss a word of it. But he was there that night. And the evangelist that was up leading the meeting, he said, "There's a lady here. I see you. You've come from," he said, "Tennessee." And he starts naming the whole route that she came to the meeting. He said, "You're here tonight." And he told her to bring her child up front. And she took that baby up to him. And he walked back and forth holding that baby in his arms, praying over it. And all at once, These blue swirls began to swirl in the baby's sockets, where eyeballs formed. That tongue shot back in his mouth to where it should be. And before it was over, he set that baby down, and it ran across the stage to its mother. This is the power of God that is afforded to everyone who will believe and receive what God has to offer to them. And as I begin to tell them that, this lady looks at me and she said, "You look so familiar." She said, "Did you ever preach at a little church in Warrior?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did." And she said, "I came and heard you." She said, "It was a church that sat back." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I came on a Saturday." I said, "I was teaching healing school." You think that's a coincidence that we wound up buying a car from these people? God had that car set aside for my husband. That woman took care of that car just for Fred. You know, she was being a good steward with what she had. And I believe that God had them do everything they did just for Fred. They gave us a stack of papers where every service they ever did on that car is documented. They just put new brakes and new struts on the front of that car. They had brand new tires on that car. God had that set up for a prophet of God to drive down the road.
Thank you,
Jesus. And so as we were driving it last night, we went up to my son's house to take the grandkids their Valentine's gifts. And as we were driving back, we got along, if anybody knows the Bluntsville, Cleveland area, we got right past where you would turn off to go to Gunnersville. You turn back on that road and you'll get on 79, and that'll take you into Cleveland and Locust Fork. So we're coming there, and all at once we're talking about the word, and we're talking about the time we're in and the things that's happening that it tells about in the Bible. All you got to do is open the Bible and it'll show you exactly where you're at. And as we're speaking that, all at once it was like the anointing engulfed us in that car. And I began to pray in the spirit. And the last thing I heard Fred say in English, he said, "I felt." He felt that is what he was going to say. Yeah. Then he starts speaking in tongues. Yeah. And the Lord told me, he said, he's speaking in Hebraic. I've never heard that word before. I didn't know what Hebraic meant. I looked it up. It's the Hebrew language. Yeah. He said he's speaking in the old language. You know, when I speak in tongues, sometimes I sound like I'm speaking Chinese or Japanese. Sometimes I sound like I'm speaking Italian. I have spoke French before. Fred was speaking in the old language. He was speaking in the Hebrew language. And the Lord told him, he said, the reason that new car smell is in this car, he said, it will never depart. He said, because the anointing will never leave this car.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the tag that Fred applied for and got, it says anointed one.
Oh, praise
you tell me God doesn't orchestrate everything concerning his people.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
And you know, that was a healing. That was a healing, just like a physical healing, because you don't know what it did for him to know that God had that car set aside for him. And when we took it to my son's house, he and his wife was looking in it, and they both said, "This looks like a brand new car." And it does. It looks like a brand new car. It was owned by a woman of God, whether she's a minister, whether she's a prophet, I don't know, but she's a child of God.
Amen.
And don't you know she prayed in the spirit riding down that road in that car. Amen. Okay. We're back here. Let's see. It says, the law of the spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. And your life is energizing every cell of my body. Arthritis, you must go. Sicknesses must flee. Tumors can't exist in me, for the Spirit of God is upon me, and the Word of God is within me. Sickness, fear, and oppression has no power over me, for God's word is my confession. That has to be your confession, His word. And when the enemy tries to lie to you, you've got to be bold in your saying. You've got to be bold in your speaking. And you have to begin to declare the word of God over your life, whether it's your home, whether it's your body, whether it's your mind, if it's your children, if it's your finances. God has a plan for you. Now, if you are having heart issues or blood issues, you know, the word says the life is in the blood.
Yes, it does.
You say, thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. You know, I started praying that. And when I went to the doctor last year for my checkup, my blood pressure, what did I tell y'all? It was 120 over 77, something like that. Why? Because I pray this right here. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. My heartbeat is normal. My heart beats with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body, restoring life and health. I have a strong heart. Every heartbeat floods my body with life and cleanses me of disease and pain. I command my blood cells to destroy every disease germ and virus that tries to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. Every cell that does not promote life and health in my body is cut off from its life source. My immune system will not allow tumorous growths to live in my body in Jesus' name. I am redeemed from the curse of the law, and my heart beats with the rhythm of life. The spirit and life of God's word flows in me. God's word flows in me, cleansing my blood of every disease and impurity. Speak to your arteries and your cells. In Jesus' name, my arteries will not shrink or become clogged. Arteries, you hear me? You are clean, elastic, and function as God created you to function. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, I will not allow sin, sickness, or death to lord it over me. You can find that in Romans 8:2. Romans 6, 13, and 14. The same Spirit, now listen to this. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Who is that? That's the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, permeating His life through your veins, sending healing throughout your body. You know, you might read in the Word where it says it'll make it alive, it'll quicken. That means that it's making your spirit alive. It's making your body alive. It's raising you up. When they say it's impossible, God's word says, not so. It's possible. Yeah. When they say that you can't live, you got to die, God's word says, not so. Yeah. I died on the cross for you so that you might live. He said that I came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That's God's plan for you. It says that it's the devil who walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You say, no, Mr. Devil, you may not devour me.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I forbid my body to be deceived. He'll try to deceive you. He's a deceiver and he's a liar. And he'll try to deceive you. Don't allow him to deceive you. He says, body, you will not be deceived by any virus or disease germ. Neither will you work against life or health in any way. Every cell of my body supports life and health. Now, if you have a strong immune system, then you know it'll fight for you.
Yes.
So we're going to speak to your immune system. My immune system grows stronger day by day. I speak life to my immune system. I forbid confusion in my immune system. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, permeating my life, quickening me. It says it quickens my immune system. It makes it alive with the life and wisdom of God, which guards the life and health of my body. I speak to my bones and marrow. I speak to the bones and joints of my body. I call you normal in Jesus' name. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease, for the spirit life of 1 Peter 2:24 permeates every bone and joint of my body. Father, I make a demand. Make a demand. Make a demand on your body. To produce perfect marrow. I make a demand on the marrow to produce pure blood that will ward off sickness and disease. My bones refuse any offense of the curse. I make a demand on my joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in my joints. My joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function. Now, body, I say, Vanessa Williams, I speak the word of faith to you. I demand that every internal organ perform a perfect work, for you are the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority of his holy word to be healed and made whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I resist the enemy in every form that he comes against me. I require my body to be strong and healthy, and I enforce it with your word. I reject the curse, and I enforce life in this body. I will not die, but live and declare the works of God. For you have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Lord, you have blessed my food and water and have taken sickness away from me. Therefore, I will fulfill the number of my days in health in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know that was kind of quick and fast, but I'm running out of time here. And we're going to pick up on the next segment. But I want you to understand that this is very important. This is life and death, because the enemy is walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wishes to devour you. But you know, Jesus told Peter, the devil wished to sift you, Peter. He said, but I've prayed for you. Jesus prayed for you. He died for you. He raised you up to sit with him in heavenly places. We're going to continue on. We finished God's Medicine by Brother Charles Capps. So our next segment, we're going to start on a new book. It's Sister Gloria Copeland's Live Long and Finish Strong. So until next time, you've been with Shady Grove Church. I'm Vanessa Williams, and I'll see you soon.